Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Ricky Cloudcamp filling in for Mick Kerr once again. He's out. I'll be out tomorrow, so. But then I'll be back next week, Tuesday, and onwards. I'll fill in for Mick Kerr then as well. But yeah, today's my last day for the week. Every now and then, you just gotta take vacation, you know? Well, let's get down to it. There is always a lot going on when you're involved in U.S. agriculture. Kenneth Hartman Jr., president for the National Corn Growers Association, says there's a lot of irons in the fire.
One of the things that we've been on top of is concerns with tariffs, but at the same time with concerns of tariffs, we're hoping that the Trump administration works on some trade agreements. We've been talking for the last couple of months. We've been pushing India. India is a growing population. They're trying to work on cleaning their environment up with ethanol. So we feel like that's a great place where the president can work with to work on a trade agreement with ethanol and with corn and with dry distillers grain. And not only on the tariff side of it, but also on the concerns that they're not very friendly to biotech products. So we're hoping that we can work some things out there.
There are several other market opportunities for U.S. corn.
Vietnam's an opportunity. Indonesia, Philippines, all these Asian countries are opportunities. And then there's some opportunities that we feel like in the Africa area too. So that's something that we're really concerned with and working on.
The NCGA is also deeply concerned about the fallout from the MAHA report.
Obviously, the latest thing that's happened is the MAHA report. We have very much concerns there because there's a lot of products and the products that have been named as atrazine and glyphosate that we've been using for many years that's very instrumental in crop protection when it comes to raising crops. We hope that when they talk about studying this, that they don't try to take some of these products away from us. So there's a concern there. And we're also very much reaching out with the MAHA group that we'd like to be participating in some of these studies and finding out more about how they're going to go about this, because these products like atrazine and glyphosate have been studied for many, many years, and now we're going to start all over, it sounds like. So that's some frustration there.
Getting the reconciliation process done in Congress is a big concern.
Reconciliation concern with that. There's parts of the farm bill that we're looking at when it comes to Title I that's in the House side. There's some things there that are very supportive with that. We have concerns about some of the things that normally goes in a farm bill that would not be in this.
And that's Kenneth Hartman Jr., of the National Corn Growers Association. All right, well, we're going to be taking a quick step aside here. We got markets coming up in just a few moments from the Ag Central Radio Network. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Inside Agriculture.